But Robert, I'm a bit perplexed this morning.
Yeah, what's happened?
Because in the Daily Mail, it must be true. Is your partner cheating on you?
Oh.
Dating experts reveal the 10 red flags. Oh, look. And a couple of them.
Is lack of interest one of them?
Well,
I think a lot of people could relate to that.
I think so. Number one, gut instinct says something isn't right. Right? Have you ever had that?
No.
No, okay. All right then.
Yeah, go on.
A sudden shift in mood. Oh, God. Continually.
What, in you?
No.
Jeez, you can be moody.
Shut your mouth, pal. Dressing differently. I saw my wife put on a jacket yesterday.
Did you?
Cutting conversation short all the time. Picking up a new hobby. Wow. Yes.
What's the new hobby?
Oh, well, it's not cooking. Being protective of their phone, social media, or email.
Protective.
When the phone's always down, tick.
That's right. You say if someone leaves their phone with the screen down, it's an issue.
It's an issue, very much so.
No, what if they just don't want to be woken up by the light going on
that's true.
In the night?
All right, okay. Dramatic change in sex drive. We'll skip over that one. Obsessively checking their phone, tick.
Obsessively.
This is the big one. Finding faults with the partner. Huh. Exhibit A. Yes. Three ticks there.
In Kirst's defense, I find faults with you day on day.
And number 10, wanting to change themselves. But the only thing that I can rest assure that my wife is doing nothing dodgy and she wouldn't leave me. You know why?
Why?
Because she says to me, she doesn't want to see me happy.
mate. Did you dig holes for yourself?
Oh, she said that, not me. No. They are her words, not mine, Obama.
I don't want to see you happy.